Yeah, do you have a dry? I'm doing dry January.
Set. This way.
I would love a dry Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc? Uh-huh. Yeah, I do have it nice and dry.
Yeah? Yeah. We'll do a bottle.
A bottle?
Right.
For the dry January.
Thank you so much.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
That is fascinating. It really is fascinating.
It is.
And like we mentioned yesterday on the show, these are not supermodels that are on the show. Obviously, there are some good-looking human beings on there. But by and large, this is like these are regular people.
A jeweler, a chef,
your neighbor,
plumber.
The girl at the gas station, that guy with a small penis.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
I get ass. Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the voice of reason in the room, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Can I say that I am very proud of Keanu Reeves? It seems Keanu Reeves can do no wrong, and he's honestly maybe one of the few good humans left on this earth,
he
and
seems
that
like it.
Includes me. Like, I'm not one of the good humans on earth. I'm saying, of all the humans on earth, Keanu seems like one of the good humans.
He does.
He's constantly doing the right thing. He's constantly taking care of those around him, stopping and taking pictures and giving, you know, showing up at charity events and giving the children what they want. And he just seems like a really good dude. Like, a guy who cracked the Matrix.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, went into the Matrix, came out, understands how to do it, how to be a good human being, how to do the right thing in most circumstances, how to say the right things, how to be honest and organic in almost every situation.
He had an excellent adventure.
He had an excellent adventure. I mean, if you would have gone back to 1988 and all the actors, you could have said they're going to end up being one of the most famous, well-loved, well-known actors ever in the history of cinema. Keanu Reeves would be the last person you would have picked. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure was the worst acting in the history of cinema. Maybe not the worst, but pretty close to the worst acting in the history of cinema, even though we all loved the movie.
Oh, yeah. At the time.
It did not age well. And as an adult, you can clearly see how ridiculous that movie is and how terrible those two are at acting. Keanu Reeves I just would have never imagined that he would be the guy we all love and adore. I mean, he's lovable even in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, but I just wouldn't have imagined him being this guy this man that he's turned into, that he's quite amazing in every way. I don't read a bad fucking thing about the guy.
I know.
He's always out there shaking hands and kissing babies, making love to the camera, looking good, acting well. What happened? How do we get whatever Keanu has? And man, that skin. Can we talk about that skin? Amazing. He's beautiful. He's a beautiful man. I love him. I have a man crush on Keanu Reeves.
Join the club. We all love Keanu.
Yes.
She's gay pan and she loves Keanu.
Gapan.
Gapan. She's gay pan. Christina's gay pan and she loves. See, she only loves people for the right reasons.
Keanu's
and she
my
loves
perfect
Keanu.
Little prince.
Yes.
He's my little prince. I
you
love
would,
him.
She would go straight for
Keanu.
Yeah,
you're damn right I would.
Hey, listen, I would hit you over the head with a pan, with a gapan if you said you weren't. All right. So let me explain why this has been solidified in my mind forever and ever. For the first time that I can remember, I saw a picture of Keanu with his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And his girlfriend is age appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
How is this even possible?
He's been with her for a long time.
How is this possible? How did Keanu Reeves get an age appropriate girlfriend? It's unbelievable to me. Are they married?
I think
it said girlfriend, but I could be wrong.
I thought that maybe they got married, but they've been together for a long time.
Oh, have they? Mm-hmm. This is the first picture I've ever seen of Keanu and his girlfriend. They were on a red carpet somewhere, and she is perfectly age appropriate. He's in his 50s. She's in her 50s. They look lovely together. She's a beautiful woman.
He's 60.
Yeah.
He's
60?
Yeah. And I don't think he's married.
Fuck you, Keanu. You're 60 and you look like that?
Uh-huh.
God damn. Not a bit of, I mean, maybe a little Botox here and there, but there can't be a bit of plastic surgery on that guy. He just looks great.
He
looks great. And his girlfriend is beautiful, and she's in her 50s?
Mm-hmm.
Got to be in her
51, 50s? 51, I think.
51. Perfectly age appropriate.
She's an artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
she's got gray hair.
Alexandra Grant.
Yeah, Alexandra Grant. Wow. I mean, if you molded someone in a PR machine.
I mean, 9 years, age appropriate.
But 9 years at 60 is perfect. I think that's perfectly
at 60, it's fine. At 20, it's not.
Yeah, Bezos is dating someone who's like 32 and he's 76 years. I mean, just
let's not get into that.
Yeah, let's not even get into that. The disparity in age between most Hollywood actors and their girlfriends. Look at Leonardo DiCaprio. As soon as they turn 26 years old, they're out the door.
Yeah.
He changes girlfriends like I change toilet paper rolls. I mean, the guy, and no knock against Leonardo. Like, I don't think he's doing anything illegal.
No.
And that's just the way he rolls. He seems to have a type, and the type is young models, right? Mm-hmm. That's it. And they don't seem to be complaining. You don't ever hear these ladies coming out and saying he was abusive or anything like that. But it's clear that Leonardo is a cocksman. He's like a Warren Beatty of our time. He's just dating young, beautiful women all the time. To see that Keanu Reeves is dating someone in their 50s when he's 60 and so incredibly good looking, so incredibly handsome, so incredibly rich, just so well put together, makes me believe that Keanu actually is a good person.
Substance.
For the right reasons. Mm-hmm. The substance. That's the substance that I want. That's the guy that I want.
Yeah.
I mean, what else can we say about, I mean, what's your favorite Keanu Reeves role?
Oh, I mean, I gotta love The Matrix. I love Point Break, too.
Point Break's pretty good. Point Break is pretty good. Point Break is the break, in my opinion, for Keanu. It's like where he went from kind of jokey,
goofy,
yuck it up, slapstick kind of comedian to, okay, he can maybe take on a semi-serious role. But The Matrix clearly makes him a star. Do you know who was supposed to play the guy in The Matrix?
No, who?
Neo, do you know? Take a guess.
Was it like another actor of that time?
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Will Smith was originally intended for the role of Neo in the movies The Matrix.
What happened?
He did not, something about he did not feel like he wanted to work. He didn't want to do that like on a Neo science fiction or something like that.
Okay. He was also doing a million other show or movies at that point.
Yeah, he was. So he turned down the roles. Mm. I'm sure that he's kicking himself in the balls that he didn't take on those roles, but you couldn't see anybody else in the role.
No, not now.
I mean, that kind of dumb, guffaw, awestruck seriousness about Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
And the way that he took on the role physically, it just makes it so impressive in every way that you, I just don't imagine anybody else was in that role. I mean,
no.
That's got to be the hard part about being a really well-known actor or actress in Hollywood. You get offered all of these parts, and then you have to turn some down, mm-hmm. or you don't get some. It doesn't work out for whatever reason. You know, it's not working on your timeline. And then you see somebody else who embodies the role and makes an iconic movie out of it. That's got to make you feel in some way, not, I don't know about jealous, but some kind of disappointment's got to run through
like
your head.
What did I miss out on?
What did I miss out on? I think it was Matt Damon. I believe Matt Damon was off, if I'm not mistaken, was offered the role in the Avatar movies, and he turned it down. But that he had been offered not only the Avatar movies, but he had been offered 10% of the gross of the movie. And Matt Damon has said before, you will never meet an actor who has turned down more money than I have. I mean, can you check that? If it's Matt Damon, turned down which role?
He would have made $250 million by accepting a role in Avatar.
Oh, my God.
But he couldn't betray his Jason Bourne family.
He was in all those.
Hold up.
But he couldn't leave Jason Bourne. Yeah, read this a little bit.
Okay. Matt Damon's decision to turn down James Cameron's 2009 space epic Avatar, blah, 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 remains one of the more infamous casting what-ifs of recent blockbuster history. He turned down the film despite an offer that included receiving 10% of the box office back end, which would have meant a $250 million payday for him.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
I think he's doing okay, though.
No, I mean, Matt Damon's not hurting. I think for those Bourne movies, he probably made $250 million. Those movies are so good.
They are.
That's another one where you, and I know there are other actors who have been in the Bourne series, like that guy who got chopped up by the snowplow. What was his name? Jeremy Renner took a turn in the Bourne movies, but I don't think he was he wasn't Jason Bourne. He was like another, like offshoot of the Bourne identity. All right, we're back from a break. My daughter had to prance in here and do a little twirl for us. I think Jeremy Renner played an offshoot of one of the Bourne Identities, but largely I think Matt Damon is known as
Jason Bourne.
The Bourne guy. And he is so, that's another one of those iconic movie roles, right? Don't imagine anybody else. And that's another guy you would say, how is Matt Damon going to be a super action star? But he ended up being a super action star. The reason why those two movies are so intensely good, Matrix and the Bourne Identities, is the way that they filmed fight scenes were completely revolutionary. And I think to anybody, even people who don't like action films, it's so pleasing. Not I say pleasing, but it's eye candy to watch the
engaging
way. Yeah, it's so intense. When I watched the first Bourne movie, I had never seen anything like it. I was like, wow, that's insane.
They are really good.
Speaking of the way they fight film scenes, whatever happened...
They film fight scenes?
The way they film fight scenes. Whatever happened to the guy who was... Do you remember the dude who was in the Will Smith movies? The Chinese guy who would...
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan. What happened to Jackie Chan? Did he age out of the movies?
I think he's still around, but maybe he just made enough money. Christina's going to...
He's probably be straight to DVD at this point, I would imagine. How old is Jackie Chan?
He's 70.
Oh, well, then that answers that question. You can't do that shit for too long.
Yeah.
What was the last big movie he was in? Rush Hour?
Right On in 2023.
Well, Right On in 2023? He was in an action movie?
Hang on. Karate Kid Legends 2025.
Okay.
Oh,
well, we all
got
saw
another Karate Kid
still moving
coming?
And grooving.
Yeah. We all saw Karate Kid Legends still moving and grooving. Yeah, that's... Anyway, I just... Right back to Keanu Reeves. I mean, I have to say, Keanu Reeves is such a stud. And I would have that guy on this show. It would be the honor of my lifetime to sit and talk to Keanu Reeves. But because he is a good guy, he's never going to come on the commercial break. I think
this is true.
Yeah, he must have a fantastic PR firm, agent that really guides him in the right ways. Because you don't see him on these weird, offshoot podcast. You don't catch Keanu Reeves on Theo Vaughn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Speaking of Theo Vaughn, drama drop on the Brianna chicken fry situation.
I saw she wore a revenge dress on the Golden to the Golden Globes.
Oh, she did?
And I do have to say,
why is Brianna chicken fry at the?
I don't know, but she was with her host guy.
What's his
Josh
name?
Josh or John?
No. The guy. I can't remember. The guy who owns Barstool Sports. What's his
Dave
name?
Dave Portnoy.
Dave Portnoy. Was she with Dave Portnoy? Is
no,
that who she
I
was with?
She was with somebody else. That's her. I don't know. She was with somebody else, I think. But
she puts on a busty display.
That's what I'm saying. Gown. That was the revenge dress.
Okay, so do you remember when I told you that Brianna Chicken Fry and the co-host of her podcast?
Is that Dave?
No. Well, it is now. She's on Barstool Sports podcast. But then she had another podcast. Brianna Chicken Fry and whatever her name. I was so into this for a minute. And then I decided.
You had enough chicken.
And then I decided I had enough chicken fry. I was kind of like, well, all right. That's enough chicken fry. So Brianna and her co-host of that very popular podcast, they split up. The co-host went and announced that she was going to then be on the Call Her Daddy network, her own podcast. And then she showed up on Theo Vaughn and made mention of why the two of them had split up. Or I don't know about why, but what she said was, we're going through a rough spot. And I would imagine that as best friends, everybody goes through a rough spot and someday we'll make up. She took a very politician's view toward this whole situation. So I think that we can officially say, at least for right now, that the chicken fry drama may not yield any more drama drops anytime soon.
Yeah.
And we'll have to wonder just how long the chicken fry persona stays in the lexicon. Have you,
we'll see.
Christina, have you heard the new podcast?
No.
No?
Sorry.
Well, once again, the commercial break is the place to find all the hip information. We don't even know her name.
Sorry.
What was her name?
Grace.
Brianna and Grace. That's right. And so, but I mean, I wish all the best to Grace. I hope that podcast does really well for her. I can't imagine that you get on the Call Her Daddy network and your podcast doesn't do well.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
now I'm just Googling Grace. Grace O'Malley Barstool.
Grace O'Malley on Barstool Sports. She left Barstool. She left the Brianna Chicken Fry podcast that she had. They were best friends since childhood. They split up, and now she's on Theo Vaughn doing kind of the publicity tour, I would imagine, is what's going on. And she's not saying much about why the split up, but she is saying, you know, hey, listen, I believe that we'll smooth it all over. And that's true. Like, listen, friends, family members, we all get into little tussles and disagreements. When it's so very public, it's got to be hard. It's got to sting. It's got to be tough to wake up every morning and read about yourself in every trade, you know, every fucking pop star, pop rag that there is, that you and Chicken Fry are in some. And I would imagine that a lot of these tabloids put words in your mouth. Sure. Also, they say things that aren't true. Friends of friends.
Oh, yeah.
That's, listen, I had my little taste of fame with the Venezuelan democracy drop thing. And there are no tabloids at all that are looking for me. But I do have to say this, is that instantaneously, like when you get 1,000 comments on a reel, people start making assumptions real quick about who you are based on 30 seconds that they see. I can only imagine what it's like to have that times a million. And then your friends want to sell your information. That's got to be the part that becomes really isolating when you get famous.
That's so true.
Is that now
you don't know who to trust.
You don't know who to trust. Mm-hmm. Your friends want to talk shit. They want to sell it to a trade rag. They have pictures of you in their phone that they want to give to, you know, certain magazines for money. And, you know, let's be real about it. Like, if I was famous and you were famous, and then someone came to one of our friends and said, I'll give you $100,000 for photos from the birthday party a couple weeks ago, that would be really hard to turn down, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of incriminating stuff up out there about us.
If tabloids were looking to pay anybody for pictures of me, I'm just going to say it right now. Do not be surprised about what may come out about Brian Green. It's going to be a shit show. Chrissy Cook's naked, for God's sakes. There's going to be
back from our Clear Channel days.
Thank God. Thank God Blackberries were all the rage and really bad at taking photographs if they did at all. Thank God. Thank God the iPhone was like relatively new. Not a lot of people had, you kind of had to be rich to have an iPhone. So not a lot of people had iPhones. Taking pictures with your phone was a chore. It was a big project. And only, and it was in like, you know, 4 pixels. So, you know, it was all blurry. You couldn't see anything. But if there were pictures, if there are pictures from Chrissy and I's Clear Channel days that we are not aware of right now, I certainly give anybody permission to sell them. God bless you. They're yours. But I'm letting the audience know ahead of time, and I'm putting this on celluloid for on the RSS feed forever and ever to live. Do not be surprised about any piece of information that comes out about me. It's probably true, and my penis is small. So those two things you should know right out the gate. All right? Okay.
I'm just all right. Set.
I'm going to say it before I spray it. There you go. All right. Speaking of Brian's penis.
Yep.
We talked yesterday about Naked Attraction, the show that has taken the world by, the dating show that took the world by storm during the pandemic when Max decided they were going to put it on their platform. This is a show that comes out of the BBC or Channel 4 or something out there and over there in the UK. And it is a show that really takes the idea of eye candy to, you know, kind of dating someone for what they look like to the next level as they show. It's a blind date show where they move the screen from your feet to your head 1 inch at a time,
revealing. Well, it's just the legs, and then it goes.
It's the
up
kneecaps. It's the penis.
Neck,
it's the tits.
And then the, yeah.
Yes, and it shows everything in high definition, 4K glory. Unlike those BlackBerry pictures, it's going to show everything in 4K. And Chrissy and I are going to look at some penises when we get back.
Wee.
If you were wondering, obviously you were, yes, we did finally surpass 5,000 followers, but now here we are, thirsty for more. So follow us. We are at The Commercial Break on Instagram and at TCB Podcast on TikTok. And we'd love you the most if you liked our videos and subscribe to our channel on YouTube at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And if social media isn't for you, just go to our website, tcbpodcast.com, because everything we have ever done lives right there. Now, let's take a listen to our sponsors, and then we'll get back to the show.
C- Christina, right on those liners. Look at you. Good for you. You're timely on those liners. I like that. We're just listening to Christina's liner, which is when she breaks into the show and talks about where you can find us and stuff like that. Said 5,000 followers. We did just reach 5,000 followers. 5 years, 5,000 followers. I think that means at least 1,000 people a year have liked us.
It's going to snowball from here. I can
believe it. I can feel it. We're going to ride that Venezuelan wave right to infamy. All right. So yesterday we were talking about the show Naked Attraction. I mentioned that I really would like to review another one of those episodes. I managed to find one on YouTube, so we'll take a look at it. There's no other explanation. I don't need to give you any other explanation except for this. Naked Attraction is exactly what it sounds like. One contestant, male, female, sometimes it's gay, straight, trans, they come out and they stand in the middle of five boxes. Those boxes are screens, like light boxes, and they will slowly pull up the screen on that light box, revealing a naked person behind it. And the person in the middle, the person who's looking for a blind date, needs to decide based only on the genitalia.
Yeah, they go straight up to the pelvis.
Yeah, they go straight up to the goods. And so let's take a
along
listen
with
to one of these
episodes. Entertaining host.
Oh, the host is lovely. I love her. She's great.
In a time where your online profile defines who, how, and where you date, we strip away the likes and the swipes, leaving only the
only the penises to be seen.
Truth.
Imagine if Tinder just had pictures of penises up there. Imagine if you had to swipe right or left based on a look of a penis. No one would ever date anybody. The birth rate in this country would go down.
We have a more instinctive way to find love.
But do you really?
Can picking a partner based solely on natural beauty...
Oh,
wowzers.
Okay.
...help you find the one?
Wow. This is the first time I have seen a vagina.
Yeehaw!
Oh.
Whoa!
Okay.
That's a reveal right there.
I've seen that episode.
Have you seen that episode?
He was weird. I was like, well, I'm not surprised. This is the first time you've seen a vagina, sir.
We like to start where a good date ends.
Time to see some poo-poo.
Time to see some poo-poo?
Okay.
That is...
Is that what you're calling?
Poon-poon? Poon-poon. Maybe he said poon-poon.
Maybe.
You know the worst word I've heard for vagina is in that show, The Inbetweeners, when they call it clunge. Clunge.
I've never heard that before.
That's the most disgusting word for a vagina I've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
Tonight,
here we go.
A window cleaner and a jeweler let it all hang out for their potential soulmates.
Come on.
I'm sorry. There's just, how do you go to a male strip club and just watch a wiener wangling around? It seems so strange to me. There's something so inherently beautiful about a woman's... Oh, look at that. I just stopped right perfect at the right place. A guy holding his cock.
I just need to point out for everyone, just so you guys know, the screen is really close to my face. And I just need to report this to HR.
Good luck with that. There is no HR here. Astrid... Oh, Brian's putting the pause button to use. Look at that.
Oh, God.
What is that?
Lick the lizard.
Well, I'm looking for the dick that I want to suck for the first time.
I wanted to point out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, let me find a time where I can pause. It does not include a penis. All right, there we go. I just want to point out that the female body, in my opinion, is so inherently beautiful. It's just lovely and delicious. I know that's my personal preference. But the male body, it seems like the penis is just an afterthought in some ways. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like an extra piece of skin that no one knew what to do with. You just throw it on there. It's so weird and ugly.
No.
I had 17 beers. I've only got 6 now.
Drama!
I've never had a tit wank before.
We know it's what's on the inside that counts.
He can make his cock move.
Oh, my God.
But you've got to like what's on the outside first.
Woo! You're what I call sex on legs.
They're bangers, isn't it?
So you're the queen of the blowjob.
Blimey. It's time to try dating in reverse. This is Naked Attraction.
Did anyone ever stop to think if this was really a good idea? Like if this really was a good
obviously
idea?
Obviously, they're on season 7.
Well, they're on this, the ratings so, must be through the roof.
Because it's so outrageous.
It's like a train wreck. You can't stop watching. You know that what you're seeing just shouldn't be on television, but it is. And so it's fascinating. It really is fascinating.
It is.
And like we mentioned yesterday in the show, there is These are not supermodels that are on the show. Obviously, there are some good-looking human beings on there. But by and large, this is like a, just a... These are regular people.
A jeweler. A chef.
A chef. Your neighbor. Plumber. The girl at the gas station. That guy with a small penis.
Welcome to Naked Attraction, the show where we like to do it with the lights on. Inside each of these six pods, I've lined up a naked singleton. Only one of them will be picked to go on a date, but who's doing the choosing?
By the way, who is the host? Is she some kind of sexologist or something? Is she a body expert? She seems to talk in a way where she understands confident. What's going on with the body. And when does the host get naked? Has the host ever been naked? Anna Richardson, is that her name?
She's like, hell no, I'm not doing naked.
Doesn't seem like there's much on her. Oh, she... Hold up. Okay. Someone has been replaced at some point in time.
Oh,
this is her, though.
Okay, that's her.
She's just done a lot of hosting.
Yeah,
she did a sex education show.
Oh, okay. And you know, that back over in Europe, they have done some sex education shows, which we have also talked about here on the show, which I have also watched. Like, they did one in Denmark. They did one, I can't remember, maybe in Canada, in Australia. They have done some sex education shows geared toward teenagers that are incredibly graphic, that show actual penetration, how it's supposed to work, how you do it, in an effort, how to put on a condom, how to use a condom in action, in an effort to educate the public. Here in the United States, you go to church and, you know, they pretend like sex doesn't happen between anybody but two married people. It's kind of crazy, but I think they're taking the right approach over there.
Yeah.
Because
the
only way you're going to do it is just like the only right way to teach someone about sex, to teach a young person about sex, in my opinion, is to tell them the good, the bad, and the ugly, and to show them that sex is not a porn movie. Although I like to think sex is a porn movie. I am physically unable to hold Astrid up against a shower wall for 30 to 40 minutes. I'm physically unable. Able to do anything for 30 to 40 minutes.
I'm Jessica. I'm 28 years old and I'm from Surrey.
She's a child education specialist.
Why not get in front of a national or worldwide audience?
In America, you're fired. She's canceled instantly. In England, she's okay. Celebrated.
My love life is a total shambles. I've been on about 50 dates and all of them, quite frankly, were a disaster. I've been lied to, I've been catfished, I've been ghosted, I've been cheated on.
Yeah, you're not getting catfished on this one.
Yeah, no, there's no catfishing going on here. You're going to figure it out real quick.
I'm the girl on the sofa with a glass of red wine singing all by myself.
That's from Bridget Jones.
Is that from Bridget Jones?
Yeah.
And I'm the real life Bridget Jones.
Oh, look at you, Chrissy.
I love
some of my favorites.
You know your lonely single women movie.
Good pair of buns in the oven. Would be nice to find a man that can beat the batter. My friends and my sister would love me to meet someone.
Do your friends and your sister also think it was a fantastic idea to have you go show your clunge? On national television.
No.
Oh, here we go. I like a little bit of a purse. I might have a little bit of a gawp. This little face isn't so innocent. I want to meet a man naked.
Can I just share? It's just like when you call the doctor's office and every single one of those messages says our options have recently changed. Everyone says the same thing when it comes to their sex. I'm a little bit of a perv. Everyone says that because you don't want to be known as the guy who or the girl who just says, yeah, I like missionary style. Do you know what I'm saying? It's such a cliche thing to say.
Well, also, I don't think you'd be on here.
What's that?
Oh, I don't think you'd be on here.
No, you got to have a certain kind of screw loose to get on this television show.
I need to open up my life and let a man in.
Okay, let's get to the goods.
Yeah, let's get to the penises, please.
Is a gorgeous girl next door like you still single? Come on.
I just meet idiots. And
yeah,
Bridget Jones.
Can I also say, just like the doctor's office message, when anybody who has a troubled dating life is always blaming everybody else for the troubled dating life. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Just throwing that out there.
Prettiest Samantha Jones. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So why choose a date naked?
I love being naked. I'm really comfortable in my own skin. A little bit try before you buy, I think, as well. So.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. Now, in front of you, you have got six coloured pods inside.
She's like a kid in a candy store. She's so ready for the penises.
I mean, I would be nervous.
I wouldn't be there.
No.
It would be tough for me to do this.
Pretty naked.
Unless it was for charity. And then for that reason, then I would do it.
Right.
Each of them has an attribute that you have said you find attractive. We're going to reveal them to you bit by bit. All you've got to do is whittle them down from six to one, just using naked attraction alone.
Okay.
Are you
This is insane when you think about it. I know we've seen a few of these, so we know what's coming, but this, when you think about this premise, it is just generally insanity.
The game.
Yes.
Can we please reveal the bottom half of the bodies?
Burn, burn, burn.
Okay.
All the straight to the dicks. So they pulled up the box. They pulled up the screens all the way to like their belly button area. So now we've got six penises in front of us. That's the first time since the high school locker room that I've said those words. I mean, they are largely uncircumcised. Am I right about that? There's like five uncircumcised men and one circumcised man?
I thought there were like four uncircumcised.
That's what I said. Yeah. Uncircumcised.
Oh, I thought you, sorry. Yeah, I thought it said other way.
I'm going to go look at blue first, I think.
Oh, my God.
Give me a little bit of a wiggle.
This is what we do for work,
a wiggle.
Girls. This is what we do for work. A wiggle. Give me a wiggle.
Size. I don't like anything that's too big.
Okay.
Once I did anal.
Oh, my God.
It's so close.
Oh, my God. It's so close. It's so close. We should have done the women. I'm an equal. We did a woman last time, I'm equal opportunity. All right.
And he went straight in and split me.
Oh!
Oh, Jesus!
God. What is happening?
What happened? Where did we go with this? Oh, my God. Is it time for a break yet? Can we fast forward to the women? All right. Okay. I'll give you a second here. I think we're going to take a break. We're going to... Do we need a break? No, not yet. Christina's got to get herself together.
That shook me to the core.
That is insane what she just said.
Split me.
She split me right up the middle. That's an intense thing to think about. So let's do this. Let's take a break. And then when we get back, we'll see if we can muddle through the rest of this episode. Now we know what we're working with this lady. So she's not afraid of anything.
Men.
Yeah, and with the men. That's true. And by the way, not a good-looking penis in the bunch. Just throwing that out there. All right, we'll be back.
One of my New Year's resolutions is to hear more of other people's drama. So help a girl out and tell us your drama at 212-433-3822. You can text it, or if it's extra juicy, leave us a voicemail with the full story. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And watch our video episodes at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. But also, you can find everything I just mentioned and more on our website, tcbpodcast.com. Okay, let's listen to our sponsors and send us your drama.
Well, we did get to 5,000 followers, but I'm wondering how many of those followers we're going to lose after this episode. All right, we're watching Naked Attraction. You know it because you didn't just jump into the middle of this episode. Okay, let's just continue, I guess. Here we go.
Yeah.
Framed. I had to go to the hospital.
What did they do?
They had to glue me slightly back together.
They glued?
Oh.
That is.
My God.
She's back looking for more, but just not too big.
Not too big.
Okay.
So we're keeping the small penises in mind here. Oh. Well, I volunteer.
Right. Oh. So moving on.
Green. quite like a circumcised willy. Yeah.
Why?
yeah. You know, there's something. Can I just share this? There's something that's weird I find about other about penises in general. A lot of them seem discolored. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they're different color than the actual skin of the body. And I understand why that is. It's a different type of skin, and it's, you know, works in different ways and has different blood flow. But I don't know. I find it really disconcerting when I see, like, a pale white man with almost a black penis. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, interesting.
Sometimes it looks a little bit tidier.
Yeah.
If you expect me to be tidy, I expect you to be tidy.
Oh, really?
I expect you to mutilate yourself if I'm going to get mutilated.
Thing.
Across to orange.
Yeah. He's got quite strong legs. I don't like someone who's got two bigger legs, because I like to be on top.
So you like to straddle a boy?
Yeah.
So you can't have legs that are too
big? No, because then my hip goes sometimes and get a bit cramped.
Your hips go as well.
Yeah.
This girl's a mess. I mean, I guess we have to remember that this girl did choose to come on Date Naked Attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian still can't get the name of the show right.
Dating Naked.
Red. Not a bad size penis.
Yeah.
Oh, his legs.
Oh,
God.
Oh,
he's got like
a
tattoo-y type thing.
Ugly penis, man. These are ugly. I'm sorry. I just got to say this out loud. Yeah, it's all very... I understand that circumcision in some ways is mutilation, but I think that generally... She's right. It looks tidier. It looks neat. Maybe that's just what I'm used to. I don't know.
Why do you have one tattoo and it's faded?
And it's a tattoo like of a penis, dog. Isn't it?
No, it looks like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
But I think it looks like he's in the process of getting it removed.
Okay,
oh,
that's good.
Okay.
And the little star there, that's
he
cute.
He just didn't make it by the time he was going to be on national TV.
Yeah.
He tried.
He tried.
It took longer than he thought.
He tried.
Yeah.
What about yellow?
It's nice. It's a nice size. Mm-hmm. It's a good size.
Yes.
Oh. It's like Cinderella's shoe. You know, it's like a
good shoe. Yeah. Oh, pass it on there.
Hi, pink. It's got good balls. Quite solid.
Solid balls.
Solid balls. I would love to see.
He's got good balls.
Instead of good bones.
Oh my God, this show is wrong in every way.
I know.
It's helicopter, because I think that's really funny.
Fellas, thumbs up if you're up for a proper helicopter.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh my God.
Okay, some are doing it better than others.
Some are grabbing, some are swinging on their own. Can I ask a question? Is this what goes on at a male strip club? Do they helicopter?
The worst day of my life.
I know, sorry, Christina.
Turns out, fully gay.
Yeah, turns out Christina is automatically gay. Turns out she didn't like penises in the first place, and she certainly doesn't like them now.
Now I'm...
Not even Keanu's?
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Screw you, Keanu.
Totally. Yeah.
I feel physically ill.
Yeah. Oh, this I do too. That makes
At least
two
there's
of us.
That. Yeah. At least there's that.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we can get it to where they go up one more
yeah,
level.
Can we just go up one more? Can we go to their chest now?
That is excellent.
She's got to get rid of somebody.
Much as that was utterly hilarious,
yeah.
One of them has to go.
Always like
yeah,
what
let's
they
get
say.
Rid of four of them. How's
yeah,
that?
Exactly.
Can we get rid of four of them now? The guy with the tattoo has got to go. Oh, God.
Red.
Red is out.
Red is out. See you
Why
later.
Red?
That dick didn't qualify. Oh, this guy with a tattoo.
Oh, fair enough.
I could be completely wrong.
Jessica, you
what
are saying goodbye
reason?
To Gavin.
He's a redhead.
He's 34, and he's a finance manager from Sheffield.
Nothing like
your
client. Your client seeing this. He's a finance manager.
Hey, can you move £1 million into my wealth? Holy shit, I just saw your penis on national television. Did you just helicopter your penis?
Oh, well, I am a bit sure, so,
yeah. Thank you very much indeed. See you later.
Do they just have to walk completely naked?
I know, they have to do the perp walk.
When they do the butt zoom in. I know. It's horrible. It's so sad.
It is. It is. White guys, when they get to a certain age, most white guys, when they don't get to a certain age, we just have a butt problem. The butt problem is it's not a good look. It's not. Black men have, you know, they got those beautiful, you know, strong asses. White guys, we go in, they go out. It's bad. It's just bad.
Got the soaked up few moves in the back.
Yeah, to be fair to this guy, he doesn't look much better clothed than Bye.
You've got five lovely men remaining. This is where you get to see the middle part of the body.
Yeah, let's focus on something else for a second, please.
Go up. Oh.
Okay. Lots of tattoos.
Yep.
Big nipples, small nipples, big bellies, small bellies, hairy.
Not hairy.
Not hairy.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, my God. One guy has a picture of a baby reindeer logo right on his chest. That's crazy.
That was like full chest and torso.
Yeah, that was a big tattoo. Why would you get a reindeer tattooed on your chest?
Or a deer, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he'll explain.
Yeah, I hope so.
Look at Orange.
Wow.
Do you like his chest?
Yes. He's got that nice little V-line.
He's definitely got the V-line going on, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
The victory V.
The victory V. Victory is for vagina. V is for victory in your vagina.
Go to yellow.
So you're liking sort of abs or a dad bod?
I don't mind a little bit of a dad bod. Yeah. I'm not a gym fanatic. Like, I want it to be an even balance.
Someone
looks at me, I want to go.
That guy's got a picture of a tattoo of a cartoon shark
like a
on his belly.
Dolphin, yeah.
It's a shark. What are some people thinking when they get tattoos, honestly?
I what fancy you still and vice versa.
When it comes to choosing a partner, most women will choose flab over abs. In a recent survey,
well, that is good to know for me.
74% of women in the UK felt self-conscious about their bodies and don't want to compete with a finely chiseled hunk. We prefer a dad bod to a rad bod.
And I'm going to guess that 74% of women say they prefer a dad bod, but if a chiseled hot guy walked in the door and then Brian walked in the door, I think I'd lose every time.
Than the Aussies, who celebrate with an annual dad bod competition involving a fitness test, a catwalk, and a burger scoffing race. Bonza!
What's a burger scoffing race?
I don't know. What's a scoff? I guess that's
eating. Scoff it down.
Okay.
Have a good bod.
He looks like a swimmer.
Yeah.
Do you swim? No.
No?
Do you play sport? Yes.
Do you play basketball?
No. Rowing?
Yes! Rowing.
You're rowing.
Part of the crew.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Like him.
Yeah. Let's speak to Pink.
That is a good exercise.
He's got quite
exercise.
A good stance about him.
You're talking about the arms. Yeah. Is there any other reason why you like a boy with strong arms?
Well, I like to bake.
Okay.
What does this girl is
I don't
this
expect that.
Cucumber.
Well, I like to bake.
First of all, second of all, this guy's got the kind of body I can relate to. Soft in the middle.
You've got strong arms. It means you've got a strong whisk.
Shall we see what these guys are made of when it comes to their wrist whisk action?
Yes, please.
Okay, so the boys are standing there with a bowl of cream and a whisk. So we need to check out
oh my God.
Your whisk action and your strong arms. Whisk.
whip it.
What does this have to do with dating? All these dating shows, they have stunts and they're so stupid. It's like 90 Day Fiancé, the last resort, when they send him out to row and grab a basketball. How's that going to make your relationship stronger?
Yeah.
Green, that's a disappointing action.
Yeah.
He's turned it to butter. Look at the speed of light. Okay, fellas. Can you just turn your cream towards us, please? Yes, that's curved. Blue, butter.
Yeah.
Orange, good. Green. Oh,
okay.
Pink's good as well.
Yeah.
Who stood out for you?
Blue. He just got really into it.
Well done, fellas. Thank you very much indeed. You've got five lovely men. One of them has to go. Who's it going to be?
I don't think we needed to whip butter to make a decision about who we like. No. You're making a decision based solely on their body. That's it. I say raise the curtain to chin level, give them a couple minutes to think about it, pick two, ask them a couple questions, get on with life.
Let's see. Pink.
Pink's out.
Pink's gone. See you later, Pink.
It's the hairy chest. Does a little bit remind me of my dad, and I feel really awful for saying it. Yeah.
You are saying goodbye.
Oh, God, if that reminds you of your dad, I probably remind you of your grandpa.
Well, he is 32. He's a rail plant engineer from Blackpool.
Oh, you've got such a lovely beard.
Oh, Jessica.
I haven't got for a girl who reminded me of my mum, so.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Fair enough. Just, way to take it in stride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One scream and all.
There's the butt.
The butt shot. It's the best.
But I don't think she was really my type.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. Like, when some of these people make it through to the end and they finally see the person that they're going to date, you got to imagine that a lot of these people go, not for me.
Yeah.
Coming up, Jessica bears all before choosing who to date.
I'm going to go with...
And a brand new singleton gets to pick a partner based on naked attraction.
It's exciting!
This is so crazy.
This is so insane. This is like... I mean, honestly, this is probably my 20th episode of Naked Attraction, including a marathon that I saw in Ireland. And if we're really being... If I'm really just like bearing it all, no pun intended... It doesn't get any less shocking
anytime
that I see it.
Every time.
Yes, every time. Oh, my God. Even and even though I prefer the female form, like that's what I'm sexually attracted to, even with the women, it's so clinical and weird and close up sometimes, it can be disconcerting.
Mm-hmm. Client support specialist Jessica whittled six men down to four.
I thought it was child support specialist.
It does make a difference.
It really does. Okay, I'm sorry, Jessica.
Attraction alone. She can only choose one man to go on that date.
She's going to go with the uncircumcised guy because that's what she prefers.
So who will she lose next?
Oh, wow. Before we crack on,
yeah.
Just remind us, why are you here?
I'm desperate. I'm desperate for it. I'm desperate for a wank.
Bridget Jones.
Okay.
And we need to bring out Samantha Jones and me again.
Oh, crikey. Is the world ready?
Yes.
In this next round,
okay,
you get to see the boys' faces.
Here we go.
Can we please see the boys' faces?
Okay. They're all very different.
Very different. Mm-hmm. Generally the same age, but all very different. I'd say they're all in their 30s, probably. All a relatively handsome gentleman. Honestly, start with the face. Pull it the other way down. I think that's what you do. And because the face is going to be the thing that really ties this all together, right? You're not going to date someone just based on their penis.
Right. And now it's the whole package.
Yellow looks a bit cheeky.
He is very. Come on, man. Oh, Yellow is cheeky.
He is. He looks like he's got kind eyes.
Hmm.
Got a bit of a flutter there.
You got a flutter?
Uh-oh.
Funny flutter.
When it comes to sexual attraction, a woman's vagina sometimes engages before her brain does. An increased flow of blood to the genitals.
Never has that ever happened to me.
Results in that tingling sensation known as a fanny flutter. According to a recent study, some professions are considered more sexually attractive than others and likely to generate this fluttery feeling down below. Top of the tingles with 1/5 of the votes were the medical, legal, and teaching professions.
Well, where does podcaster fall in that? Where does podcaster fall? Probably way down on the list.
Workers were voted bottom with barely a flutter.
Orange. Oh, you have a lovely smile.
Handsome boy.
Yeah. There's a little something about him.
Except for the gigantic deer.
Yeah, except for the gigantic weird tattoo on your chest.
I like his hair, actually. Is that blonde all over? Yeah, it is.
You're not a natural blonde, are you? No. And then finally, we've got Groom.
The weirdest part about this is they can't say anything. So they're not responding.
Yeah. They're just nodding or doing thumbs up.
Right.
And he's got a really kind face.
Green, could you manage an older lady? You've seen the boys. You've seen their faces.
Yeah, the green guy looks really, really young.
Yeah.
One of them has to go.
Who's the rower?
Who's it going to be?
Oh.
She's going to say green.
Green.
You said green.
Yeah, I think she thinks he's too young.
Have you seen his body?
I know. You just look a bit innocent for me. I feel like I might eat you alive.
Well, Jessica, the man that you could have eaten alive is called Milan. He is 22. Oh. He's a philosophy student from Lincoln, but originally from Germany.
Ooh, oh, my God. He's like every girl's wet dream. He's a philosophy student with a great body and a big dick.
Hey, hello.
Like a bit of a Prince Charming.
But you'd ruin him, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Guess we'll never find out.
Oh!
Ooh! Wow. Man. Snappy with a comeback.
She was under the impression that I was a bit innocent. I would argue that she's probably mistaken.
Yeah, I guess if I looked like that, I'd show my dick too.
Yeah.
In this next round, you get to hear them speak. Now, Jessica, I've heard that you have a party trick. And I believe that you can replicate the sound of a
dinosaur. What do you think our video editor is going to think of this episode?
It's a pterodactyl.
I am just, you know, this is crazy that you're asking this because I was just thinking maybe I'm not going to ask this episode to be cut up on video. This may be one of the few episodes of the commercial break moving forward that you don't see on video for a number of different reasons. Yes. Mainly, HBO is going to block it anyway. They're going to copyright claim this for sure because that's what they do. They're really protective over their content. And then I can argue that it's fair use and they will eventually let me show the video. But I'm worried that our video editor, I don't know him very well yet, right? And I'm worried that asking him to look at a bunch of dicks for an hour, it's going to get me in some kind of trouble.
Yeah.
Shall we have it?
What was that?
That's not a party trick. Oh. That's just you being crazy. That's just you scaring off all the boys.
When did you discover that you had this spectacular talent?
From a very young age. I love dinosaurs.
Well, let's find out how the boys are going to impress you. We would like you to make a noise from the animal kingdom. Tell us what that animal is.
The one guy has to do a deer.
Yeah, of course.
Let's go with blue.
Oh, my God. He just did monkey noises and a monkey bounce.
What do you think of the voice?
Are you northern slightly?
Yeah, Warrington.
He's from Warrington.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with orange.
Lion. Because I'm an animal.
That was a lion? Has he never heard a lion? What kind of lion noise is that? You have a deer tattooed on your chest. You should be able to make animal noises, dude.
Jim.
Okay. That's a deeper voice.
Where's he from?
I'm from Suffolk.
Oh, lovely. What about yellow?
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Christina, can you clue us in on that? Why Suffolk? Why is everyone all excited about Suffolk? Is that like a fancy Ponds neighborhood?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't have a noise. Because I am the animal.
Oh.
What accent have you got?
I'm from near Leeds.
Near Leeds.
He's a Yorkshire lad.
Yorkshire lad.
What he's the kind of guy that needs to borrow a little rent money. You know what I'm saying?
There he is. Yeah.
The animal.
He's very good.
Okay. It's decision time.
Oh, here we go.
Who do you think?
She's going to say goodbye to Blue.
Say goodbye to Blue.
Yeah, you were right.
Uh-huh. I've never seen this episode before, by the way.
I can't work him out, and it's bugging me.
Jessica, We are saying goodbye.
She doesn't like the way he looks, and he does have two trolls tattooed, like two like mystical Dungeons and Dragon trolls tattooed on his chest. And let's be honest about it. If you're going to pick a dude, you know, most people probably would. Anyway, whatever.
23, and he is a chef from Warrington, hence that incredible whisk action. What type of chef are you then?
I'm a dessert chef.
That's why your cream was excellent.
Oh.
You're on the wrong show. You should have been on Bake Off. Keep baking.
And keep walking so we can get a hot shot of your ass.
Baker, unfortunately, Jess isn't getting any of my cream today.
All right.
Down to
now, let's move on.
You've seen them with their kit off. You've heard what they've got to say. Next time you see them,
yeah,
you'll be in the nude. We'll see you shortly.
Oh, God, here
you'll
we go.
You'll be in the nude.
It's your
now,
turn.
Now, go get nude.
Yeah, now, go disrobe. You think anybody helps them backstage? How do you think all that works out? It's like a PA standing there just watching you get naked. Does someone powder your puff? Do you know what I'm saying?
Maybe. Yeah, down maybe there's a little makeup. Yeah, do they like,
if you're,
yeah,
if you're a little sweaty, do they like doll you off or you're a little oily?
I mean, everybody else is about to see.
2-year-old highway maintenance foreman, Bradley, and 30-year-old window.
I sure hope one of my daughters walks in on me doing this episode.
Charlie, but she can only choose one guy to go on that date
God.
To find out if there's chemistry when the clothes go on.
Ugh.
Well, she picked two uncircumcised guys.
Bradley.
Oh, that's true. She did.
Charlie, you've made it to the final two. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Cheers.
The last time.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It was with her clothes on. You ready to see her naked?
Absolutely.
Ready for?
Come for.
That's why I'm here. Okay, Jessica. Come out, show the boys.
I wonder
what
if they
got,
had to keep that studio really warm.
Oh, yeah, they got to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You wouldn't want to be like most television studios, just like this
cold.
Studio, we keep it cool because the lights heated up real quick. But there, you probably let it. You got to.
You have to.
You want the penises to be shown in the best light and the tits and everything else.
Okay.
Where do they get all the licensing rights? Like here in America, you can't play these songs because the licensing rights, but the BBC and the Channel 4 and all that, they always seem to have the good music.
Check out those buns. Incredible boobs. Are they natural?
Yes.
Amazing. Beautiful figure. What do you like about your body?
I love my boobs. I like that I'm quite a womanly shape.
She's got big boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Curves.
You're a woman.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic.
I do love that she's these people seem generally very confident.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be to go on national television and show your ass.
And drunk.
Bradley. Charlie. Okay. Two beautiful specimens.
Yes.
Charlie, what are you making of Jessica's body?
Gorgeous, actually. Love big boobs. Love a fringe as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
And how about you, Bradley?
I'm more of a bum person than
a girl
person, yeah.
Okay, spin round, spin round.
I had a good look when she looked around before.
Oh, did you?
He's missing a tooth. Did you see that? Did anybody else see that? He's missing a front tooth.
A vulva.
Very nice, yeah. Nice and neat.
Okay, now this time, you're picking the man you want to go on a date with.
Okay.
Bradley or Charlie?
She's going to go with Charlie.
I think so, too.
Both gorgeous.
Even though the disconcerting deer tattoo that's all across most of his body.
It's intriguing, though.
Yeah.
Maybe we wouldn't get to the bottom of it.
She likes him. She's attracted to him. Yeah. He looks like Bradley Cooper, actually, I think, a little bit.
He does have a Bradley Cooper-ish look.
Bradley.
Oh, she went with the toothless wonder.
I think it's like banter at him, a bit cheeky.
Yeah.
Oh, she keeps talking about him being cheeky.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
A bit kind, actually.
You thought you were going to get in there.
I thought I was.
Well, do you know what? You can't have your cake and eat it. No, so, Charlie, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
See
you. Now you're on winners.
Yeah, this is not, you know, like some dating shows, you give him a hug on the way out the door, like The Bachelor. This is not a place where it's appropriate to give a hug.
Pretty girl. And I like fringe, but it just wasn't to be, was it?
He's really disappointed.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Bradley. So you meet Jessica. Jessica, meet Bradley.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet
Hi.
You.
Hi. Sorry about my half heart. I've been staring at your munge.
Been pissed. Beautiful girl.
Is Bradley going to get to see your naughty side?
Hey.
I'll bet you out,
yeah. Oh, well, very assumptive.
You see each other. The kit is going to be back on. Please have an amazing date. And I can't wait to hear how this one goes.
That's to them.
See you later, guys.
Well, I think they show the date. We'll watch this.
They
and
do?
We'll, yeah. Not the whole date. Like just a snippet.
Just plug it in. I like this.
So when Bradley said I had a really nice bum as well, I was like, oh, okay, I've still got a J-Lo.
Boom, boom.
Now they do show the... Where they meet.
Drop your drawers!
They meet Globe.
Hello.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, you.
Dress is nice.
First impressions. Bradley's dressed really well.
Yeah, he dressed very smartly. I like that.
A usual type, but he does look really good.
She's good looking, obviously. Very bubbly, and I think we're onto a winner.
Am I your usual type?
Yeah. I like dark hair. Obviously, you've got a beautiful pair of boobs. But it's not...
Yeah, it's got to be weird. You see someone naked and then you're going out and meeting them for the first time.
But first.
Yeah.
I'm more of a...
Bums man. I feel like Samantha Jones is coming out. I think the flirtatious side is coming out a little bit more. I feel like Bridget is slowly going back in her box. What's the silliest thing you've ever done when you've
been drunk?
Yeah.
I get naked.
I think it would be get naked on national television.
He said I get naked.
Yeah.
Do you like being naked?
Yeah.
I'm the same.
Well, again, you would have to.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be.
Moment. I think we're vibing on that sense.
We both like
really
to be naked.
You have got good arms.
I go to the gym quite a lot.
Whereas I bank and I just eat.
Yeah. I just put an order in.
What do you want?
Favourite.
I need subtitles.
Oh.
Yeah, me too. Like, this guy's got a really thick British accent. This is like, what do they call it? A Hackney accent? Is that Hackney, Christina? Is that what they call it?
Didn't he say he was, what did he say? He was Northern?
Yeah, I can't remember. Something like that. What, Hackney Southern?
I don't know.
Okay. You know, I fully expect that you're going to know stuff about the United Kingdom.
I know some things, okay. But I couldn't really hear
it. I fully expect you would know things.
I do.
Of Britain.
I always am checking with Christina because I figure like she's actually from the country, but then, you know, I got to remember you moved here when we were, what, three?
I've lived here forever.
Okay.
That means you get to see me again as well. I fancy Jessica, yeah. I wouldn't have come on a date if I didn't fancy it.
Do you think you'd like to see me?
I like saying fancy.
Yeah, I like fancy.
I fancy that person.
Yeah.
I'm so rubbish.
Like, I'm just going to turn up for the
She's drunk.
I think the date's gone really well. He wants to exchange numbers, so we shall just see.
Cheers.
Which we'll see. What are you talking about?
You saw each other naked.
You had a good time on the date. What are you going to do? I mean, what's there left to do but get in bed and feel around? That's it. All right. We've taken this episode way too long. I should have cut it off when the penises came into view, but all right.
We all got our dose of some penis.
Well, now I'm going to have to give Christina... quarterly bonus. All right, you may or may not find this episode on YouTube. That's no joke. I think maybe we'll leave this one in the video can.
The video
just
vault.
So I don't gross out half the audience if I haven't already. Well, thanks to all those Venezuelans who joined us on our YouTube.
It was nice having you.
Nice having you, and have a we'll see you on the next Venezuelan reel. All right, well, that's how the cookie crumbles. There you go. Wonder what Keanu's penis looks like now. Now I'm wondering. Circumcised or uncircumcised? I bet he's uncircumcised. I don't know why. It's just a feeling that I have in my gut. All right. Listen, season number 6 is well underway. I think we're finally building some steam. I can't believe we
started
just did
off
that.
With a bang.
Oh, my God. Our network must be so proud. I can't wait for my next network meeting with the executives. So do you think you could... reduce the amount of times you say clunge in an episode? Sure, no problem. CCBpodcast.com. That's where you find more information about the show, all the audio, all the video right there from one location, TCBpodcast.com. Also, you can get your free TCB swag, like a TCB sticker. And I've got some other stuff too I'm giving away. Yeah. I've got some extra t-shirts, some old Memfo stickers, TCB Memfo stickers. that I'll be giving away. So if you'd like one of those things, just hit us up on the website. Go to the Contact Us button. It says, I want my free sticker. Give us your address. Tell us you want a sticker or a t-shirt or whatever, and I'll try and send one to you just as soon as possible. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and of course, YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak for most episodes up there on the video feed. Also, we'd love it if you would dial us up. We'd love to hear those text messages. I've been texting with a lot of people over the break, nice. And I really enjoyed it. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can leave us a voicemail or a text message. We'll get back to you just as soon as we can. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think that's more than enough.
All right, but I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy, Christina, and I must say, we will say, and we do say.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Take a dick and keep on licking.